Hey, what's up?
I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Easy Life, where we do what is hard now so we can live easy later. This is the podcast for people who crave purpose, peace, and balance. Thank you for taking the time to come hang out with me. Today is your day. Let's get after it.
This is episode 74, three things I learned from quitting my job and moving across the country. My husband Chase and I recently moved out to Boulder, Colorado, and we absolutely love it. I can see mountains out my window, and honestly, I have never met such awesome people who love kombucha as much as me. It's weird to think that just a few months ago, I was living a totally different life. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, living in the city and working at CNN. I always knew, or at least I recently found out, that there was something missing. I think both Chase and I felt that. We grew up in Atlanta and have family and amazing group of friends there, but we're just nature people. We had talked about moving out to Colorado for almost over a year, and we finally did a trip back in February to check out some potential places to live. We went snowboarding for a few days before we came to Boulder, and y'all, I swear it was just like one of those God things. Like, I have never felt more peace in my entire life. I knew immediately, like driving into Boulder, that we were going to move here. Like, it actually brought tears to my eyes. It was nothing like I had experienced before, and it was like actually snowstorming here. Like, it wasn't the best weather. I didn't even see a mountain, but it didn't matter. I just had such undeniable peace. It was unbelievable. The next day we went and looked at apartments and ended up signing a lease to move here in 2 months. So I think that was like February at the time. And we were just like, we have to do this because if we don't do this here right now in this moment, we're never going to do it. And that was really weird for me. Like, I don't normally not have a plan. Like, I always, I felt like in the moment, it was totally right for me, but on the outside looking in, like, it felt like I was making a rash decision. But both Chase and I did not feel like it was rash. We were like, we have to do this. And we just felt such gratitude for this place. Like, we're like, this is our home. We need to live here now. We actually thought about like moving in a week. We're like, why don't we just like do it and move now? I'm so glad we did it. That would have been a little intense, but 2 months seemed like the perfect amount of time. Chase was getting off a project, so it all just, I don't know, we just made it happen. It was such a weird moment. But anyways, when we came back home to Atlanta, I felt like it hit me like a ton of bricks. I realized in that moment that I hadn't been happy in Atlanta for a long time. This leads me to my first learning point throughout this journey. You won't know what's possible until you get yourself out there. Little did I know how much impact this first learning point would have on my life. I told my boss the next week that we were moving and we were going to try to work out a way for me to work remote. From the outside, it seemed perfect. Like, how could I not be happy with that? Like, I was literally moving across the country. I was still going to have a job. Everything seemed great. But on the inside, I just felt such a strong pull that it wasn't right, that I needed to quit my job. And let me just say that there are always those days you want to quit your job, but this was different. Like, I wrestled with God. I was like, God, this doesn't make sense. Like, please don't make me do this. Like, I loved working at CNN. The people were awesome. I had this career that I had so much opportunity there. And I just felt like ungrateful. I'm like, what, am I going to quit? And how are we going to move across the country with like me not having a job? Like, what? That's crazy. And my rational mind just debated and debated. But in my soul, I knew that I had to do this. So I told Chase and we decided that I'd sit on it for a little bit and see how I felt in a few weeks. And in a few weeks, I felt exactly the same. I was like, I have to do this. But the doubt just kept creeping in. But right in that moment, Jesus grabbed my heart and said, trust. I remember asking all these questions to him and just being like, God, this doesn't make sense. And I heard so loudly and so clearly, like, I will provide, trust in me. Every time I had a doubt, I just immediately got an answer of like peace and trust. So I did. I had a conversation with my boss, not planning to necessarily quit, but
both her and I decided that remote wasn't really going to work. And honestly, it was probably the best quitting situation I could have ever been in. Like, it was not bad, and I didn't leave on bad terms, so that was good. And also, my coworkers threw me an amazing party, and I am just so grateful for them. And honestly, like, that place provided me so much, like, love and learning and just awesome people, so I'll always be grateful for that. But in that moment of quitting and going through leaving and all that stuff, I learned a second very big important thing. Life change is possible. One decision can change everything. Leaving CNN was truly like leaving my family. Like, leaving Atlanta was leaving my family. And it was super difficult, but there was something else in my core, in my soul, that just guided me through this difficult time. Because I knew at the crux, like, there was more life that was inside of me. There was more that I needed to, like, do and be. And I think that's really what helped me get through that time. But I ended up working until the day before we moved, which I would not recommend. And the past few weeks had been stress city, like, just getting everything ready and trying to figure out all the details of moving across the country. On our actual move out day, we had hired movers because Chase was flying in from being with a client that we didn't plan on him not being there for move out. And, you know, it just, moving never goes as planned, right? So I learned that you have to have, like, so many backup plans. For instance, our movers actually didn't show up, and it was me and my parents, and we had only like an hour to move out. We had only rented the elevator for an hour. We were freaking out, and I was just like, this is impossible. Like, I don't even know what's gonna happen. But y'all, can I just brag on my friends right now? They showed up in a real way. We called it the back call because we were just like, oh my gosh, we need people now. And they showed up, like, dropped everything and ended up helping me and my parents move out. And it was just God's way again of showing me and us that He will provide. Like, I didn't think it was possible, but it was possible. And 21 hours later, we arrived in Boulder, moved into our apartment, and this time with a lot less trouble. Thank you, Boulder movers. And it was honestly just smooth sailing. Like, we had so much help from our parents, and I mean, everything was fine. Once the move kind of died down, I really started to struggle with change. Not necessarily like the move, like, it felt great, I was happy to be here, but just with my moods. Like, change is stressful and it affects your body. Like, I had, like, breakouts and, like, my hormones were all messed up. And whether or not, like, I actually felt stressed, my body was producing stress hormones. And I was doing a lot of investigation and meditating and trying to, like, learn more about my chakras and energy healing and all that stuff. And somewhere along the route, I learned about this higher self, this concept of your higher self. And it wasn't, like, technically a learning or anything. I just realized that I needed to get out of my own way. I needed to let go of negative assumptions, fears, and insecurities. And I visualized it like me punching through this, like, glass ceiling and leveling up, like, living to my fullest potential. And I so wonder in this moment, like, how many of you listening are in that same situation where it's like you can see where you need to go. You just have to physically punch through that and make it happen. By really diving into this concept and exploring, I learned the last thing, number three. We hold ourselves back for fear of unknown, feelings of unworthiness, or just because it takes work to live our best lives. Have you been holding yourself back? How long? How long have you had something that your soul is telling you to do, but your rational mind, your insecurities told you not to do it? It's crazy what will happen if we get out of our own way. If we allow ourselves just to be happy and enjoy and let God lead our lives. I saw this happen time and time again throughout this journey from Atlanta to Boulder. And there were so many unknowns of what I was going to do once I got here. And I'm happy to say that I will be working at Twitter. Next week will be my first week. And it just sometimes feels like God is showing off. Like, it is such a perfect fit and I'm so excited. And you know what? I'm happy with where God put me and I'm happy to be able to share that with you. Because sometimes we like don't give ourselves the opportunity to celebrate how awesome it is when we do something with our lives. Like, we need to be cheering for ourselves. And like, if you do something and make something happen, freaking celebrate it. Life is too short to not celebrate it. I mean, it is hard. Like, I still struggle with feeling undeserving, but I am clinging on to the fact that God is blessing my family and your family and your friends and everyone around us for following His will, for choosing to lean into the unknown and trusting that He will provide. Friends, I am learning more and more each day that God delights in blessing us and growing us towards the beautiful human that He designed us to be. I'm now in a place where I don't really know what's next. I feel a bit paralyzed with like all the possibility of what could be. But you know what? I'm going to choose trust to follow that peace. And I pray that you do the same today too. Peace is Jesus leading you. And that is what I'm learning right in this moment. But you just got to start moving. That's when you really feel it. Take a step. Life change is possible today, right now, in this moment. Don't live a half-lived life. Embrace today fully and completely. I'll end with this quote by Pope Paul VI. Somebody should tell us right at the start of our lives that we are dying. Then we might live life to the limit, every minute of every day. Do it, I say. Whatever you want to do, do it now. There are only so many tomorrows. I love you. I'm so proud of you, and great things are coming your way. Have a great day and keep it easy, my friends.